Gillian Summer, CEO of Lifeline Hunter Central Coast. Gillian, good morning. Imagine if I'd have had a beetroot and onion sandwich and I just sent you out a big hello. How would that be?
Beautiful.
Oh, it'd be just that onion breath. Hey, have you got a memory of a childhood guilty pleasure food?
Sneaking the tube of condensed milk out of the fridge, putting my head up in the air with my mouth wide open and eating, well, not eating, kind of inhaling the whole tube.
Oh, dear, I did that as well. How not? It's just, it's pure sugar. It's then we just bounce off the walls for the next 3 hours.
It's pure bliss.
See, the problem is if you haven't met this lovely lady, she's a very, very fit lady. So I expected you to turn around and go, oh, no, Todd, I didn't have any guilty pleasures. So I thought we'd have trouble getting it out of you. But that is going to be a memory for a lot of people. So, yeah. And the fact that it was cold, if you got it out of the pantry, it wasn't as nice, was it?
No, it didn't have the right consistency.
See, oh, there you go. It's scientific. All right, from the fun to the serious, a new free six-week program to support people who have lost a loved one to suicide. Now, that's beginning very soon. Tell us a little bit about it, Gillian.
Look, people who have lost someone to suicide, somebody close, a loved one, are often the forgotten people. This group is a group, but it's therapeutic. So it's giving them skills and strategies on how they can get on with their lives. So some people may have lost a son or daughter to suicide 10, 15 years ago. It doesn't seem to matter how long, or it might have been last week. But they're stuck in that grief and that loss. So it's really how to put it in context, how to talk about it, and how to move on.
Gillian, do you find that when people have experienced something like this and friends and relatives come around and they're well-meaning, and they say, look, if you want to chat, I'm here, I'm a shoulder to cry and I'm only as far away as the phone. But do you find with these kind of programs that someone who's experienced that really wants to interact with someone who has shared the same situation?
Exactly, because it's quite isolating. So it's a huge shock to lose somebody suddenly. And, you know, you're in a world of grief. But then the whole suicide thing adds so much more of a layer of complexity. So how do you talk to your friends about it? Have you disclosed to, you know, the public or the community that it was a suicide, or are you keeping that secret? Even if you have disclosed it, there's a lot of shame and embarrassment around that whole issue. So, yes, to be in a room with other people who have experienced exquisitely, painfully the same thing is very freeing.
I think in a perfect world, all we would ever talk about, all we would ever discuss is sunshine, lollipops and rainbows. And unfortunately, suicides are on the rise. But one of the great parts about this day and age is it's okay to talk about it and get the message out. What are some of the skills people can learn from this program?
There'll be role play. So it's actually to learn how you can talk about it without feeling ashamed, and so that you're still feeling in a safe place, so you're not feeling uncomfortable with it. So you actually practice that with other people. It's also, there's training on living in the moment. So as I said, a lot of people get stuck in their grief and loss, but it's to get you to live in the now and how you can focus on your life now. But obviously hold that loved one and their memory very close to you.
Well, look, it's a great initiative and Lifeline does some amazing work. It starts Monday. If you'd like some more details, you can book a place 4940 2000, or head to 2NURFM.com, click on the Morning Show page and we've got a full link. Gillian, thank you very much. Again, great work done, and to all the gang at Lifeline Hunter Central Coast, thanks for what you do.
We love you, Todd.
I'm going to be around for the condensed milk, okay? Don't drink too much.
Okay.
I'll meet you at the fridge in half an hour.
Okay, see you there. I'll save a tube.
Yeah, she always says that. And yeah, full tube. So there you go. Look, if you have experienced that yourself or you do know someone, Lifeline do an amazing job. Give them a call, 4940 2000, or full details at 2NURFM.com and the Morning Show page.